This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
There's no shortage of talk about how much things have changed, especially starting with technology, and look at the impact on virtually every aspect of society, but except maybe human nature and human interaction. As so well chronicled by one of modern history's great writers, great social commentators, H.L. Mencken. Well, this weekend marked the 140th anniversary of his death, so I thought to invite you to think about a sampling of his observations, some made over 100 years ago. I love this one, given the prominence of virtue signaling. In quotes, "After all is said and done, a hell of a lot more is said than done." Closely related, moral certainty is always a sign of cultural inferiority. The more uncivilized the man, the surer he is that he knows precisely what is right and what's wrong. And as rumors swirl of a federal and a provincial election in BC, as governing politicians look to take advantage of the pandemic, in quotes, "The government consists of a gang of men exactly like you and me. They have, taking one with another, no special talent for the business of government. They have only a talent for getting and holding office. Their principal device to that end is to search out groups who pant and pine for something they can't get and promise to give it to them. 9 times out of 10, that promise is worth nothing. The 10th time, made good by looting A to satisfy B." In other words, government is a broker in pillage, and every election is a sort of advance auction sale of stolen goods. But he also offers the antidote. In quotes, "The most dangerous man to any government is the man who's able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. And almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable." How about this one on taxation? "When a new source of taxation is found, it never means in practice that the old source is abandoned. It merely means that politicians have 2 ways of milking the taxpayer where they had one before." And his most famous observation, again, 100 years ago, "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary." My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.